The Power, a Methodology for Life Transformation. Part 1. What is the power? The power is the uniquely human ability to shape one's own reality by transforming internal thoughts into external matter. What follows is a rational philosophy that objectively defines the art and the science of transforming one's intentions and desires into a concrete physical form. The method described here is not the only way to facilitate transformation, for there are countless others. It makes no attempt to explain the ultimate nature of reality, the universe, or the human condition, nor does it make any spiritual claims. Rather, it offers something very clear and specific, a precise, rigorously structured framework for harnessing the power and the highest, most valuable way to use it. Individuals who have harnessed and mastered the power are referred to as luminaries. Luminaries stand out prominently in history as those who shape the destiny of humanity by taking the first step down new roads, often armed with nothing but their vision and their commitment. They live their lives at a different level of consciousness and effectiveness than most, and achieve feats others might consider miraculous. The first pyramid builders, the first philosophers, the great artists, the scientists, the pioneers, the way showers, the ones who lead, inspire, and illuminate. Simply put, luminaries have shaped the world we see around us by harnessing and wielding the power. The internal shift or catalyst that activates the power in an individual is called illumination. Illumination is typically characterized by a profound and irreversible realization of absolute self-ownership. This awakened state of consciousness creates an existential shift that transforms the way one perceives reality and interacts with it. Illumination is achieved when one deeply realizes two fundamental truths. One, my life is mine. I own it. I am the primary creative force in my life. I am the responsible party. I am the decision maker at the center of my own existence. And two, I have the power to shape my own reality in any way I choose. The fundamental premise of the power. The power is firmly rooted in the universal law of cause and effect, which states, every cause has its effect, and every effect has its cause. Everything in the universe happens according to this law. It's the principle which underlies all scientific thought, both ancient and modern. There is nothing outside this law, and nothing happens contrary to it. Nothing in the universe happens solely by chance. Chance is merely a term for law not yet recognized. There are many planes of causation, but nothing anywhere escapes the law. Every thought we think, every act we perform, has its indirect and direct results, which fit into the great chain of causes that create our reality. Most people are carried along by outside influences and internal moods and desires, without resisting or exercising their own free will, and thus their lives are the effect of outside causes. Luminaries have learned to shape their own reality by becoming the conscious cause of the effect they wish to create. The law of cause and effect is seldom understood, widely overlooked, and often disparaged in our modern culture, especially in the self-help, personal development world. In fact, the fundamental false claim at the root of countless broken promises and irrational self-improvement philosophies, from miracle diets to get-rich-quick schemes to promises of instant enlightenment or overnight success, is the separation of cause from effect. The effect of a beautiful body separated from the cause of proper nutrition and exercise. The effect of a financial fortune separated from the cause of value creation. The effect of a fulfilling love relationship separated from the cause of developing lovable attributes within oneself. These ideas are misleading at best and harmful at worst, and yet they can be wildly popular because they promise something very seductive: success without effort, something for nothing, an effect without a cause. The method described here does not promise an effect without a cause, nor does it promise transformation without effort. Rather, it reveals that transforming thought into matter requires two very specific types of effort, both internal and external. Luminaries have developed the ability to bridge and ultimately align the two fundamental dimensions of human experience, their inner world and their outer world. By shining the light of consciousness to plumb their inner depths, they discover and clearly define the effect they wish to produce. They then endeavor to become the cause of that effect through their conscious actions in the outer world. Working diligently and single-mindedly between these two planes of existence, they continuously align and realign their internal vision with their external reality. Their energetic intention begins to take physical form through focused, consistent, intelligent action in the outer world, and ultimately, their vision and their reality become one. The power to transform thoughts into matter. The word transformation means a radical shift in state, character, or form. Transformation is not mere change, nor is it even vast improvement. It's a fundamental, irreversible shift in the nature of something. Heating water increases its temperature incrementally, 1 degree at a time, until it reaches 100 degrees Celsius, at which time it changes state, transforming into steam. It's not different by degree, it's different in kind. Under immense pressure, soft, porous coal transforms into the hardest substance on Earth, a diamond. In one of nature's most iconic examples of transformation, a caterpillar becomes a butterfly, which is a completely different creature than it was before. For human beings, transformation may mean a radical shift in one's mental or emotional state, or in the nature of one's character, or even in one's physical form. We can observe that transformation is always governed by the unique attributes of that which is being transformed. Water's unique molecular structure allows it to transform into steam. Carbon's unique atomic building blocks allows it to transform into a diamond. A caterpillar's unique genetic programming allows it to transform into a butterfly. As human beings, the unique attribute that allows us to consciously transform ourselves and the world around us is our ability to envision the future. This is the defining feature of our humanity and the most significant distinction between us and the other animals on this planet. Our unique brain structure allows us to grasp the concept of later, tomorrow, next week, next year. This unique ability empowers us to think about our future in a way that no other animal can or ever has. Our prefrontal cortex is designed to constantly envision things as they might be, to imagine things that don't exist now, but could exist if we make them real. We can mentally sort through limitless possible futures and choose the ones we want to create and avoid the ones we don't. This is our most unique attribute, our primary survival strategy, and the foundation of our greatest power. Some scientists estimate that we spend more than 20% of our waking hours mentally scanning possible futures. From what we want to cook for dinner this evening, to dreaming about the car that we'd eventually like to drive, from pondering tomorrow's schedule, to compiling today's shopping list, from fantasizing about next year's family vacation, to thinking about what we're going to say at the next company meeting. This is literally what our unique brains are designed to do. And why do we spend so much time and effort envisioning our future? So we can transform those thoughts into matter through our actions. The most important reason that our brain insists on incessantly thinking about our future is so we can exercise control over our world and create the reality we want. All of us, everywhere, young and old, male and female, rich and poor, every race, every culture, everywhere on the globe, have a deep need to envision the specific future we want to experience so we can take action to make it so. Each of us has the power to turn our thoughts into matter, and we use it every day of our lives. You use the power every time you take a family vacation, throw a dinner party, or bake an apple pie. For instance, you begin the process of baking an apple pie by envisioning what you want for dessert this evening, which is defining the effect you wish to create. At this point, your apple pie is nothing but a thought, an internal, energetic intention. It does not exist in the physical world. You then make your shopping list, you go about your day, assembling the ingredients that you'll need, and by dinner time, you will have literally transformed those varied ingredients through your actions into something that did not exist in the world before, your apple pie. And in doing so, you've successfully harnessed the law of cause and effect to transform your thoughts into matter. The power is so innate and so ubiquitous that it's almost invisible. Most of us aren't even aware we possess it. The reason that it's not glaringly obvious is because most of us use the power promiscuously and unconsciously to transform small, mundane, or insignificant things. Rarely do we use it to transform the bigger, more important things in life, and almost never to intentionally transform the one thing that matters most, a matter we shall explore presently and at great length. Luminaries have harnessed the power, and they use it consciously on the greatest, most important things in their lives. They've developed the ability to give physical form to their innermost thoughts and desires consistently. And as a result, they tend to live in a world of their own making. The power throughout history. A brief glance at recorded history shows the power expressed by luminaries at the highest level, in every aspect of human endeavor, in all corners of the globe. Every great accomplishment or advancement in human history was first envisioned internally in the mind of its designer, before it was materialized externally in physical reality. From the Sistine Chapel to the Panama Canal, from the Declaration of Independence to the Apollo 13 spacecraft, every external example of human ingenuity and achievement began as an internal image in the mind of a luminary. In his mind's eye, Michelangelo saw a statue in every block of marble, as plainly as if it stood before him. He simply had to chisel away the extra stone to set the statue free. Gandhi imagined an independent India, free from the British Empire, achieved by nonviolent means, an internal vision that became an external reality. John F. Kennedy envisioned an American walking on the moon by the end of the decade, and that vision was so powerful it outlived him, and it was accomplished 6 years after his death. We owe many of the luminaries who came before us an immense debt of gratitude. They pull the entire human race forward by creating the material values that sustain our existence, make our lives better, more beautiful, safer, and easier. They not only use the power to shape their own reality, but in the process of doing so, they shape ours as well. However, a strong warning is presented here. The power is an extraordinary but neutral gift, which can be used for good or for ill. Adolf Hitler was a highly effective luminary who imagined a thousand-year Reich operated by a superior race. He successfully transformed thought into matter and shaped his own reality, but he used the power for evil, to violate the rights of others, and he destroyed half the world and millions of lives as a result. History is littered with examples like this, luminaries who misused the power to the detriment of themselves and humanity. Likewise, throughout the ages, many beloved actors, artists, and musicians have used the power to gift us with countless brilliant masterpieces, and yet they died of addiction and other self-destructive behaviors because they could not properly control or focus the power they possessed. The power is an indescribably awesome gift, but it comes with an equally awesome responsibility. Once you truly realize that you are in control of shaping your reality through your thoughts and your actions, you must then decide how to exercise that control. You can use the power for anything you wish. It'll take you anywhere you want to go, but it will not replace you as the driver. Using the power maliciously, recklessly, or unconsciously will undoubtedly lead to disaster for yourself and for the people around you. Thus, if you choose to take command of your life by harnessing and mastering the power, it's advisable to use it carefully, consciously, and for the highest possible good. The most valuable way to use the power. In order to transform yourself and the world around you in the image of your values, you must first understand what you value. A value is that which one apts to gain or keep. We value the things that we want and love, the traits we admire, the achievements we aspire to, the people we esteem most, all the good things we act to attain and hold close in our lives. The concept of value is always subjective because it presupposes value to whom. We all have different values because we all have different wants, needs, and desires, and the road to the fulfillment of those desires will be different for each and every one of us. However, despite the many differences in our individual values, there is an objective, universal approach to using the power to create the most possible value, no matter who you are or what you want out of life. Regardless of what it is you value most, health, wealth, love, spirituality, contribution, or anything else, the path to creating the most possible value is to become the most valuable you. Becoming fully self-actualized and self-empowered is the fountainhead from which all your other values will spring. Thus, the most valuable way to use the power is to transform yourself inside and out to reflect your highest values. Consciously transforming your current self into your very best self is the universal path to love, vitality, happiness, success, contribution, and anything else you choose to materialize in your life. Shaping your own reality. Using the power effectively in the highest possible way can lead to a result that's both unmistakable and extraordinary. You wake up every day in a world of your own making. When you look around, what you see is a physical reality that's been consciously designed and built by you. The environment in which you live has been shaped precisely according to your preferences. You live where you want, how you want, surrounded by what you want: beauty, quality, order, nature, art, whatever best expresses your own personal values. Your body has been shaped by you through your own conscious effort. Your outward physical appearance reflects your ideal internal vision. Your relationships have been shaped by you according to the qualities you've consciously chosen to cultivate: love, respect, intimacy, growth, laughter, whatever it is you esteem most. The way you spend your time each day, the work you do, the people you serve, the pleasures you enjoy, are all aligned with what matters most to you. Even your inner world, your emotions, your moods, your thoughts, your sense of self, have been consciously shaped and refined to be harmonious and enjoyable. Everything within your reach has been deliberately fashioned by you and bears the imprint of your conscious intention and your deliberate effort. This is what it means to shape your own reality by transforming your thoughts into matter. You quite literally wake up each day in a world that exists because you created it. And this is what harnessing the power makes possible for you. Now, shaping your own reality does not mean your life is perfect or without its challenges. No life is. It simply means your life is yours. You own it. You're the one who directs it from the inside out. You're the creator, the conductor, the decision maker at the center of your own existence. When challenges inevitably arise, you meet them on your own terms, and you respond from a place of self-sovereignty, clarity, and purpose. Yes, there will be challenges. Failure, pain, frustration, and disappointment. These things are an unavoidable part of life. But for luminaries, they tend to be the exception, not the rule. They're not the essence of life. Luminaries hold a fundamental conviction that their highest aspirations are the essence of their life. Their personal life vision, whatever that may be, is what they were put here to express and explore. And the achievement of that vision is what is natural and appropriate for them. Not because someone gave them permission, or because they got lucky, or were born into the right circumstances, but because they understand the nature of reality in a way that ordinary people don't. Luminaries tend to view their life as a create your own character and choose your own adventure game. And that's exactly how they approach it. They're consciously shaping themselves and their lives in the way they see fit. Now, for most people throughout history, waking up in a world of their own making was at best an unrealistic dream. When survival is one's primary objective, as it has been in most times and places in human history, living a self-directed, fully actualized, fulfilling life isn't even a consideration. But today, largely because of modern technology, learning to consistently transform your thoughts into matter is no longer an out-of-reach fantasy. It's now a decision, followed by a discipline and a practice, a series of consciously chosen acts, repeated daily, until your inner world expresses itself in your outer world. And you're about to learn exactly how to master this miraculous skill. What follows is not a promise, it's a framework, a step-by-step guide for harnessing the power to shape your own reality, tested, proven, and fully within your grasp. Part 2, the transformation equation. The mechanics of the power. Human beings inhabit two distinctly different worlds at the same time, the mental world within and the physical world without. These two worlds, while both very real, are governed by two entirely different sets of laws, both of which can be grasped and generally understood. Your mental reality exists within you. It's invisible, intangible, and energetic. It encompasses your thoughts, your emotions, your imagination, your desires, and more. Your mental world is the realm of infinite possibilities and pure potential. It's unbound by physical laws and free from physical limitations of matter. Your physical reality exists outside you. It's visible, measurable, and concrete. It encompasses everything you can see, feel, hear, touch, and taste. The physical world is the realm of the tangible. It's subject to the physical limitations of matter, time, gravity, entropy, and all other natural laws. Your consciousness is continuously vacillating between your inner world and your outer world. And your reality is a synthesis of your experience on these two planes of existence. Now, for most people, these two realms, the inner and the outer, remain substantially unaligned. Their deepest internal desires don't tend to become external realities. Their energetic intentions usually dissipate before they can take physical form. Thus, their inner world remains disconnected from their outer reality. The central tenet of the power is this: the key to transformation lies in the conscious alignment of your inner world with your outer world. Luminaries have developed the ability to shape their own reality by clarifying their vision in their internal world and then continuously directing their behaviors and actions to align with that vision in the external world. Working diligently and single-mindedly between these two planes of existence, their internal vision eventually materializes in their external physical reality. The transformation equation. The mechanics of this process are expressed in the transformation equation, the mathematical formula for harnessing the power to transform thoughts into matter. All complex accomplishments in human history, from the first ancient palaces to the International Space Station, have utilized a variation of this equation. It's how successful businesses are run, how military campaigns are deployed, and how new medicine is developed. It's how thoughts become things, and how internal desires become external achievements. And it's how you can learn to shape your reality in any way you choose. The transformation equation reveals that transforming thought into matter consists of three irreducible steps. Step 1. Get crystal clear on the vision of what you intend to materialize. Step 2. Develop a plan to materialize your vision. Step 3. Take consistent, habitual, relentless action on your plan until your vision is materialized. We express the transformation equation as follows: V plus P times A equals T. Vision plus plan times action equals transformation. The transformation equation leverages the law of cause and effect as follows. Your vision is the effect you intend to create. It originates entirely in your inner world. It's here that you define who you want to become and exactly what you want to materialize. Your plan defines the causes required to achieve your vision. Your plan converts your internal desires into an external strategy. It acts as the bridge between the seen and the unseen world. Your daily actions cause the effect you desire to materialize in your physical reality. Your actions are the means by which your plan will be achieved. The small day-to-day behaviors that either express your vision or contradict it. By aligning your vision with your plan and the actions required to materialize it, you're aligning your energetic inner world with your physical outer world. You mentally define the effect you wish to create, clarify the causes necessary to achieve that effect, and then, through habitual daily actions, you inevitably cause the effect you desire. This is how luminaries master and wield the power. So let's take a closer look at each variable in this simple but profound equation. Step 1 of the transformation equation: get clear on your vision. A vision is a vivid mental image of what the future can or will look like. You're free to create an internal vision for anything you wish: a new business, a specific educational path, a dream house, an ideal family, literally anything you can conceive. There are no limits whatsoever on the vivid mental images you can generate internally. However, Consistent with the highest use of the power, we will now explore the process of creating a crystal clear vision for your very best life. A vivid mental image of the ideal you, fully self-actualized and fully expressed. The nature and purpose of a clear life vision. Human consciousness can point in two directions. You can focus your awareness out there, using your five senses to gather information to better understand the world around you. Or you can focus your awareness inward to better understand yourself and the world inside you. When you turn your consciousness inward, we call that insight. There are certain very important questions that can only be answered by focusing your awareness inward and using your insight. Questions like, who am I deep down? Where am I in my life right now, and how do I feel about that? What do I believe about the nature of reality? What kind of a person would I like to become? What do I really want out of life? The answers to those questions are not out there. That information can only be accessed one way, by turning inward, and only by one person, you. The reason no one else can answer those questions but you is because no one else is stationed at the critical point of view to access that information except you. Your insight is like your own personal black box. No one can see inside it except you. AI doesn't have access to it, nor do your friends or family, your coach, your counselor, your teacher, your preacher, or your guru. No one in the universe has access to your unique personal insight but you. Now, most people go all the way through life never opening that black box to see what's inside. And as a result, they live their lives as complete strangers to themselves. They have no idea who they are deep down, or what's unique and special about them. They have no clue what they believe about the most important things in life, or why. They don't know what they really want, where they're going, or where they want to end up. Instead, they wander aimlessly through their existence, floating like a piece of driftwood wherever the tide of life happens to take them. Their actions are not purposeful and self-directed. Rather, their reactions to circumstances, to events, to people, and to situations. They live their lives on autopilot, with no sense of purpose, no sense of personal meaning, no sense of their own identity. In other words, they have no vision for their lives. Without a clear vision, you have no North Star to guide your decisions, no internal compass to chart your course. No decision-making framework to guide your actions. Simply put, if you don't know where you're going, you can't possibly know which is the right path for you to take. Without a clear life vision, there's a very real danger that your default decision-making framework will become the pleasure-pain response. And this is the unfortunate circumstance in which many people find themselves, automatically gravitating toward whatever feels good in the moment. Substances, social media, sex, attention, food, alcohol, pornography, gambling, anything that moves them toward pleasure and away from pain in the moment without considering the long-term consequences their choices might have. On the other hand, a clear life vision allows you to transcend the pleasure-pain response. If you're clear, committed, and enthusiastic about where you're going in life, you just accept the fact that there will be both pain and pleasure on this journey. There are going to be victories and defeats, wins and losses. It's all part of the process. Some days will be easy, and some will be more difficult. That's not what's important. It's your destination that's important. This makes it so much easier to defer the small, unimportant pleasures in the moment because you know that you're exchanging them for bigger, more important rewards in the future. A clear life vision is a constant source of strength and hope as you navigate the inevitable trials and tribulations of life. It's your North Star, your guiding light. It allows you to be self-directed, purposeful, and consistent, living your life from the inside out, instead of being moved about like a pawn on a chessboard, controlled by external forces. Creating a crystal clear life vision. Creating a clear life vision is a somewhat complicated mission because our lives are multifaceted and complex, with many things to consider across multiple categories of life. Most people don't even know where to begin when it comes to defining what they truly want out of life. But rest assured, there's a simple, proven way to do it, a structured process of thinking that allows you to take this complex, sometimes overwhelming thing called life and clarify it, organize it, and begin to direct it yourself consciously. We do that by looking deeply at the 12 most important categories of your life: your health and fitness, your love life, your spiritual life, your career and financial life, etc., and asking the same 4 critical questions in each life category. 1. What do I believe about this area of my life? 2. What precisely do I want in this area of my life? 3. Why do I want that? And 4. What do I need to do to get it? Your life vision is made up of the answers to these 4 simple questions across the 12 life categories. This simple Socratic process leads you to clarity and allows you to create a comprehensive, compelling life vision one simple step at a time. Note, for a free workbook and other tools to assist you in this process, visit thepower.foundation. The importance of a clear life vision in the 21st century. Never in human history has it been more important to have your own life vision than it is in today's world. In the absence of a clear direction for your life, you are disarmed and helpless against some of the most powerful forces on earth. Make no mistake about it, if you're not self-directed, you will be directed by others. Some of the smartest people in the world spend all day, every day, analyzing how to control your behavior for their benefit. Countless institutions, organizations, and corporations are working every minute of every day to gain control over your future. Their direct or indirect objective is to get you into debt, to compromise your health, to infiltrate your mind, and to get you addicted to whatever it is they happen to be selling. The world's marketing and advertising budget is trillions of dollars a year, all focused on your brain and your emotions. Simply by entering a grocery store, you'll encounter more than 10,000 brands, every one of which is trying to seduce you or entice you in some way. Fast food corporations spend billions trying to break your self-control. Pharmaceutical companies spend billions trying to get you to try their drugs. Social media algorithms are literally designed to addict you, to maximize your time on their platform. Every commercial you hear, every advertisement you see, every billboard you drive past, they're all designed to get you to do what others want you to do. Now, these forces may have varied objectives and motivations, but one thing is certain: none of them hold your best interest as their highest priority. Their aim is to control you for their benefit, and in many cases, their success is dependent on your failure. So, becoming a self-directed, self-sovereign individual is no longer merely an advantage in life. It can now literally be a matter of life and death. In today's world, the importance of a clearly defined life vision cannot be overstated. It's the mechanism that allows you to take command of your life and direct it yourself, consciously. Simply put, the essential, non-negotiable first step in shaping your reality the way you want it to be is to know precisely what you want. Step 2 of the transformation equation: develop a plan to materialize your vision. When we examine the variables of the transformation equation, we can see that the V in the equation, your vision, is purely mental. Getting clear on what you want to materialize is a mental process. The A in the equation, your actions, are purely physical. Taking action to materialize what you want is a physical process. The P in the equation, your plan, is the bridge between the two. Your plan is the dynamic, two-way communication channel between your unlimited mental powers and your limited physical powers. It bridges the mental world of thought and imagination with the physical world of action and tangible results. Without alignment between these two worlds, your vision remains trapped in the mental realm, never taking physical form. And your physical world remains visionless, never fully expressing your mental intentions. Your plan has one indispensable purpose: to fully align your daily choices and actions with your life vision. Once you've clearly defined the person you want to become and the life you want to live, you must become the expression of that vision at your core in the physical world through your words and deeds. You must be that, and only that, each and every day. If you diligently live your life in a way that reflects and is fully congruent with the future you've envisioned, that very future will take form on the physical plane. Aligning your life vision with effective action. Taking full, conscious command of your daily behaviors is the fundamental catalyst of transformation. Master this, and your life vision will no longer be an internal idea. It will become your physical reality. The most reliable way to align your life choices with your life vision is through the intentional, deliberate use of the goals you choose to pursue and the daily habits you choose to perform. Your goals set the direction of your life. They're the key milestones required to move your life vision from a possibility to a physical reality. Your habits will determine whether or not you'll reach those milestones and how quickly. They're the daily behaviors that will either carry you forward towards your life vision or away from it, or keep you stuck where you are. Goals give you clarity on what you're creating. Habits ensure that you're consistently creating it. Thus, your plan consists of two indispensable components. Deeply define the goals upon which your life vision rests, the most important objectives you must pursue and achieve to make your life vision a reality, and defining the daily habits you must perform to ensure the progressive realization of those goals. So let's take a closer look at the two fundamental pillars of your plan. Your foundational goals. Goal setting is the cornerstone of your plan. It's the master skill of success, one of the most important skills you could ever develop. All successful people are goal-oriented. An average person with clear goals will outperform a genius who doesn't know what he wants every time. Your goals are instructions to act. When you set a goal, you're not just making a wish. You're giving yourself a directive. You're commanding yourself to move in a certain direction. In this case, towards your clearly defined life vision. Your goals put you in the driver's seat of your life. They summon the real you from deep within and call on you to address what needs to be addressed, to clarify what's unclear, and to achieve what lies ahead of you to achieve. Simply put, achieving your life vision will come down to your ability to set and accomplish the goals it requires. Defining the goals upon which your life vision rests. Choosing your goals carefully and wisely is the key to creating an effective plan, and that can be much easier said than done. You have limited time, energy, and resources, so you must deploy those resources consciously against the highest value activities that will really make a difference in your life. And let's face it, your life vision is somewhat complex. There are many issues to address across multiple categories of life all at once. You could easily get overwhelmed thinking about everything you need to do to bring your life vision into reality. But rest assured, you do not have to accomplish dozens and dozens of goals with nose to the grindstone discipline in order to achieve your life vision. You simply need to identify the most important goals upon which your life vision rests, your highest leverage points, and focus like a laser on those few things. If you do this successfully, the rest of your life vision will fall into place automatically. We call these your foundational goals because they're the foundation of your vision. They're the 5 to 6 building blocks of the person that you want to become and the life you want to live. Now, in order to identify them, you take a look at your life vision and ask yourself, what 5 to 6 goals must I achieve in order to be living my life vision? Do I need to hit a certain financial number by the end of this year? Is one of my career goals worthy of this exclusive list? Should a health and fitness goal be at the top of that list? Do I need to get out of a broken relationship or repair a relationship or do whatever it takes to go out there and find the love of my life? What are the big rocks, the main things that will bring my vision to life? You can't work on 100 things all at once. But you can work on 5 to 6 big things consistently and make measurable progress in every area. So what are the 5 to 6 key leverage points that would cause the most positive change in your life? Now, every foundational goal set is different because every life vision is different. But most foundational goal sets contain the following. 1. A clearly defined health and fitness goal. 2. At least 1 career and or financial goal. 3. A love relationship goal. Because most of the time, though not always, health, wealth, and love form a solid foundation for a well-designed life vision. Clearly defining your foundational goals is a massive accomplishment. It narrows the entire focus and direction of your life down to one single page. And everything you want in your life begins with this one single page. It's a highly condensed roadmap to your future, one that you can wrap your mind around and begin to move toward, starting today. Your foundational goals are the 5 to 6 things you should be thinking about and working on most of the time. Because if you can say with certainty that your very best life rests on the achievement of these 5 to 6 goals, why would you be spending your time on just about anything else? Yes, we all have dozens of demands on us every single day. That's just the way life is. But we must challenge ourselves to dedicate time, energy, and resources toward the things that matter most. We must refuse to sacrifice the important for the unimportant. And when it comes to materializing your life vision, nothing matters more than your foundational goals. Your life should be organized around them, and as much effort as possible should be directed toward them. They're the bridge between your inner and your outer world. They define the causes that must be set in motion to create the effect of your life vision. They're the mechanism that you'll use to direct your daily choices and actions consciously and take full command of your future. And the good news is, there's a guaranteed strategy to ensure measurable progress toward these critical goals every single day. Your daily habits. Your daily habits, consciously chosen, are the engine of your transformation. Your habits will determine whether or not you'll achieve your goals and how quickly. They not only ensure action, they ensure the right kind of action, focused, repetitive, and consistent. Your habits shape your life and define you as a human being because you are what you continuously do, for better or for worse. If you look at the areas of your life where you're doing well, you'll find it's because of the things you do habitually. Everything you truly desire, from excellent physical health to stellar relationships to a healthy financial life, will be the result of good habits. Likewise, if you look at the weak or unsuccessful areas of your life, it's also because of the things you do habitually. Every undesirable aspect of your life, from poor health to poor relationships to financial lack, will be the result of poor habits. The key to accomplishing any goal is to support it with daily habits. If you've got a goal to lose 30 pounds, it's your diet and exercise habits that will determine whether or not that will happen and how quickly. If you have a goal to save money for the down payment on your dream home, your financial habits will determine whether or not that'll happen and how quickly. If your goal is to nurture and maintain a fulfilling love relationship, your habits of communication and connection, the habitual way you think about, talk to, and treat your partner every day will determine whether that will happen and how quickly. Every worthy goal deserves a great habit to support it. So take a look at your foundational goals and ask yourself, what daily habits, if installed successfully in my life, would guarantee the accomplishment of these goals? The most effective personal development strategy. The practice of consciously choosing and tracking the daily habits that shape your life is so profound, there are some who call it the single most effective personal development strategy of all. If you integrate this practice into your life, it will ensure that your daily behaviors reflect your values and your goals, and your life vision will begin to materialize in your physical reality. To begin this practice, you'll thoughtfully choose 12 simple daily behaviors that will have the biggest positive impact on your life. Behaviors that will help you accomplish your goals and allow you to step into your life vision on a daily basis. Then you'll track those behaviors with a simple binary checklist. If you perform the habit, you check it off your list. If you didn't, you don't. Yes or no. There's no place to hide with this simple system. It will keep you focused, organized, and on track, and it provides a measurement system which allows you to look back and see your progress. We've all got different goals in life, so the highest leverage habits will vary from person to person. However, there are some habits that are so valuable, we should all consider installing them into our lives. Here are some of the highest leverage habits you could consider. Habit number one, make progress on your foundational goals every day. This is the one indispensable habit that makes the mathematics at the heart of the transformation equation work. Performing this habit daily guarantees that you'll make measurable progress towards your life vision each and every day. Habit number two, a morning ritual. A structured morning ritual sets the tone for your entire day, anchoring you to your life vision before the world imposes its chaos on you. Most successful people have one. It can consist of anything from meditation to a walk in nature, journaling, prayer, or anything else that aligns you with your highest purpose. It's very wise to begin each day consciously and dictate the terms of engagement yourself, because if you don't, the world will do it for you. Habit number three, meal planning. Your body is the vehicle through which you experience your life. What you put into your body determines your energy levels, your mental clarity, and your longevity. Your diet will either fortify your strength and vitality or diminish it. Taking full command of what you put into your body is one of the most valuable habits you could ever develop. Habit number four, exercise. Physical strength, endurance, and flexibility are essential for long-term health and mental well-being. Regular exercise isn't just about aesthetics. It ensures that you have the energy and vitality to fully engage with your life vision. Keep your body strong and healthy by giving it the attention it deserves, and every aspect of your life will improve. Habit number five, meditation. Meditation simultaneously strengthens your mind, calms your emotions, and expands your spiritual awareness, making it an irreplaceable tool for personal mastery. In a world of constant noise and distractions, it allows you to reconnect with the deepest part of yourself, regulate stress, and sharpen focus. You can see that habits like these are not luxuries or optional enhancements. They're the core disciplines that will help you shape your reality in the image of your values and materialize your life vision. No matter who you are or what you want to achieve, integrating habits like these will elevate every aspect of your life and align your behaviors with the highest expression of yourself. The transformative power of your plan. Your plan is the blueprint for your conscious transformation, a customized roadmap to the fullest and most powerful expression of you. As you can see, it's not overly complicated. It simply consists of your 5 to 6 foundational goals and the 12 daily habits that support them. But don't underestimate its profound power, because once you have your plan in place, your life path becomes astonishingly simple. The complexity of your life vision has been distilled down into one singular focus: performing your 12 daily habits. If you simply perform your 12 daily habits diligently and consistently, you'll achieve your goals. And if you achieve your goals, you'll materialize your vision. This means there's no longer any need to second guess, to overanalyze, or to become overwhelmed. You no longer need to worry about the vastness of your life vision or the magnitude of your goals. By simply performing your daily habits, you'll be living in alignment with your vision, one small deliberate action at a time. As long as you remain faithful to your 12 daily habits, your conscious transformation is not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. Step 3 of the transformation equation. Take consistent action until your vision becomes a reality. Your life vision will not move from the internal mental world to the external physical world all on its own. Materializing anything in the external physical world requires physical effort, physical motion, and physical force. Acknowledging this truth is the fundamental difference between the power and other positive, well-meaning philosophies such as the law of attraction and the modern manifestation movement. It's not enough to simply align your energetic intention with what you desire through visualization and affirmation alone. If you want to materialize something outside yourself, something that doesn't yet exist in physical reality, only tangible, physical actions will make it real. As noted previously, every monumental achievement in human history, from the Taj Mahal to the invention of the iPhone, was first vividly envisioned. But every one of those achievements was ultimately brought into reality through focused, effective, physical action. No matter how vividly Michelangelo may have seen David trapped in that block of marble, it took his hands, his chisel, and thousands of hammer strokes to bring that vision out into the world. And your life vision is no different. If you want to build an extraordinary life, you must act to make it so. The power to choose your actions. Your life is a result of your daily choices and actions. What you do with the minutes, the hours, and the days of your life dictates who you are and what kind of a life you have. It's the hundreds of small choices you make and actions you take every day that have determined and will continue to determine every outcome of your life. Now, you can't always control the things that happen around you. Much of the time you can, but not always. You're not in personal control of the weather, of city traffic, of geopolitical events, or of volcanoes or earthquakes. However, you are in complete control of the things that make the biggest difference in your life, and most people are completely unaware of the immense amount of control that they could exercise over their own existence. You are in control of the way you spend the hours of your days, no one else. You can choose to eat right, to exercise and be healthy, or not. You can choose to mold and develop yourself, or not. You can choose to treat people respectfully, or not. You can choose to work on things that really matter, or not. You choose your values. No one else can define your innermost desires but you. You choose who you spend time with. You choose the content you consume, the books you read, and the videos you watch. You choose what to focus on, and you choose what to think about. You choose the way you treat people. You choose the opportunities you pursue. You choose how to deal with setbacks in your life. The single most important realization you could ever have is this: your life is yours. You own it. You're in the driver's seat, whether it feels like it or not. You're the primary creative force in your life, the responsible party, the decision maker at the center of your own existence. And you can't escape this responsibility even if you want to, because if you choose not to decide, you still have made a choice. Being unhealthy is every bit as much of a choice as being healthy. Being in a negative, dysfunctional relationship is every bit as much of a choice as being in a fantastic, loving relationship. If there's anything you don't like about your life, if you're too stressed, if you're too busy, if you're overweight, in a negative relationship, you have chosen it, because your choices are what got you there. Now, that can be a bitter pill to swallow, because it entails the sometimes painful realization that you are the one who's created your current reality. However, when you truly understand that your life is created by your own choices and your own actions, it's the most empowering realization you could ever have, because it puts you in complete control of your life. It empowers you to change anything you want about your life simply by becoming aware of your life choices and learning to direct them yourself consciously. Once you fully recognize that your life is shaped by your daily choices and actions, the next step becomes clear. You must continuously direct those daily choices and actions exclusively toward the future that you want to create. You know what you want to create. It's all outlined in your vision. And you know what to do to create it. It's all outlined in your plan. All that's required now is that you execute your plan. And if you're like most people, the biggest obstacle you'll face is the fact that you are very, very busy. The illusion of productivity. It's easy to give lip service to the things we profess to value most. My family is the most important thing in the world to me. My body is a temple. My highest value is my spiritual life. But does the reality of how you actually spend your time match your rhetoric? If you examine how you spent your time last week, how many hours could you honestly assign to your professed priorities? Was social media on your list of your highest priorities? Running errands? Watching football? Did you spend more time answering emails or playing with your children last week? Did you spend more time scrolling the internet or working on your spiritual life last week? In other words, have you successfully aligned your true values with how you actually spend your time? Or is there a gap between what you practice and what you profess to value most? The truth is, most of us have lost control of the hours of our days. We've given control to our boss, to the internet, to the kids' after-school activities, to our mortgage payment, to our email inbox. We spend much of our time doing mindless, busy work and low-value tasks, and most of them are dictated by others and for others. And as a result, our lives are not ours anymore. Our lives are not about what we want to do. They're about what we have to do. We have 100 duties at work, 100 more at home, not to mention the hours and hours we waste on our screens. Our days are filled with trivial obligations and mindless distractions that consume our time but produce little long-term value in our lives. We live in a state of perpetual motion, and yet we don't have time to attend to the things that really matter most. Taking care of our health and fitness at the highest levels, really nurturing our love relationship, maintaining a happy, healthy, balanced home life, setting aside quiet time to just learn and grow. And thus, our days can be very, very full, while our lives remain empty. Everyone takes action. However, very few take the right kind of action. Everyone's busy, but being busy and being effective are two completely different things. So don't mistake activity for progress. Your life vision will not materialize based on how busy you are, but by whether or not you had the courage to get your priorities straight and to work on the things that really matter. The single greatest challenge you will face on your journey to conscious transformation is learning to say no. Say no to the meaningless. Say no to the trivial. Say no to distractions. Say no to the unnecessary. Because every activity, every crisis, every opportunity competes for your limited time and your limited energy. And what you choose to focus your time and energy on will determine every outcome of your life. We must make room in our lives for what really matters. We must fiercely guard our time and attention and refuse to sacrifice the important to the unimportant. We must learn to say no to almost everything so we can say yes to the right things. Your foundational goals and your 12 daily habits are non-negotiable. They'll unlock every good thing that you want in your life. And everything else, every task, every request, every so-called opportunity must be evaluated against one single standard. Does this directly support my life vision? If so, go forward with it. And if not, it should be eliminated. Mastering the transformation equation. Mastering the transformation equation means mastering your very existence. It means no longer being directed by external forces, no longer living your life on autopilot, and no longer making excuses, but rather realizing fully and finally that you are the primary cause of the effect you call your life. As you can see, the transformation equation is not complicated. Stated in the simplest possible terms, clarify what you want, clarify what you need to do to get what you want, then do it. To master the equation, you must master each of its three essential elements: your vision, your plan, and your actions. Your vision must be clear and comprehensive. Nothing should be left out, left behind, or left to chance. Half-formed dreams and vague desires must be clarified. Your vision must account for all aspects of the person you want to become and the life you want to live. A complete, uncompromising picture of your highest self living your very best life. Your plan must reflect clearly and precisely the most important things you need to do to materialize your vision. It's the bridge between your internal vision and your external behavior, allowing you to take full command of the daily choices and actions that will shape your life. Your daily action must be habitual, focused, and relentless. Scattered effort is a waste of time and energy. You'll never build your ideal life in fits and starts. Taking focused action is the engine of your transformation, ensuring constant forward motion toward your life vision each and every day. If you have the courage to define what you truly want out of life, if you have the discipline to align your daily choices and actions with that vision, there's nothing in this world that can stop you from becoming the person that you were meant to be. Part 3. The Golden Age Apocalypse. The three great revolutions that got us here. For most of human history, it was nearly impossible to become a luminary. Not because humans lacked the power to envision, plan, and act, but because they lacked the time and resources to fully develop and master those skills. The nature of daily survival consumed every waking hour and left little room for self-actualization. Then came the agricultural revolution. With the rise of agriculture, humans settled in one place and learned to grow food to free themselves from daily hunting and gathering. They were able to create a surplus, freeing up precious time to focus on other endeavors. This gave birth to civilization itself, and for the first time allowed some individuals to think, plan, and create beyond their immediate survival needs. Thus, early luminaries began shaping the physical world with pyramids, palaces, canals, fertile fields, and all manner of human creations. However, luminaries remained rare, as most people were still bound to daily physical labor. Then came the Industrial Revolution. The rise of machine automation liberated humanity from much of the manual labor that consumed most of their time and energy. As automation spread and civilization advanced, millions gained the time and mental bandwidth to envision, plan, and act, and thus a new wave of luminaries emerged. These visionaries used their newfound freedom to build, to invent, and to transform society, thrusting us into the modern age. But even then, the vast majority of people still lacked the intellectual aptitude to get clear on their internal vision and craft the precise plan required to bring that vision into physical reality. Today, humanity stands at the precipice of the most profound revolution yet, the AI revolution. If the agricultural revolution freed us from hunting, and the industrial revolution freed us from physical labor, the AI revolution is freeing us from intellectual labor. And that, it turns out, is the key that will unlock the power for all of humanity. Why? Because the greatest historical obstacle to becoming a luminary has always been knowing precisely what to do to materialize your vision. The plan. When we examine the three variables of the transformation equation, we'll find that defining a clear vision is within reach of nearly anyone who's willing to turn inward and ask, "What do I really want?" Most people can do this with a minimal amount of training. Taking habitual action, which is indispensable to wielding the power, becomes relatively easy once you know exactly what to do. Most people are willing to perform the actions required to get what they want out of life once they understand the right action to take. However, figuring out the plan, the precise objectives required to achieve a complex vision, setting the right goals in the right order, and defining the daily actions necessary to achieve them, that has always been the most difficult part of the transformation equation and the biggest hurdle to becoming an effective luminary. History demonstrates this truth over and over again. When we look at humanity's greatest accomplishments, one thing becomes clear. The luminaries who achieved these remarkable feats weren't simply the ones that had the vision. They were the ones who figured out the plan to materialize the vision. Henry Ford had a vision to make automobiles affordable to the average person, but to realize that vision, he had to invent an entirely new form of manufacturing, the assembly line. He wasn't the first person to envision the automobile. He was the first person to figure out the plan to manufacture it on a mass scale. People had envisioned human flight for centuries, but before the Wright brothers, no one had actually discovered how to make it happen. It took years of relentless trial and error before the brothers finally cracked the code and gave humanity the gift of flight. John F. Kennedy had a vision to put a man on the moon before the end of the decade, but so did Soviet Russia. America won the space race because over 400,000 engineers, scientists, and mathematicians figured out the plan, precisely what steps to take to achieve the vision, before the Soviets did. Figuring out how to achieve any complicated vision entails a great deal of foresight, complex deductive reasoning, reverse engineering, and often precise calculations. And historically speaking, this has been the greatest barrier to entry to becoming a luminary. Until now. For the first time in human history, AI can remove the single biggest hurdle to mastering the power. Defining the plan, the precise goals required to achieve your complex light vision, and the daily action steps required to achieve those goals. AI can't create your vision for you. That remains your sacred responsibility. No person or machine will ever be able to replace your personal insight, define your values, or create your vision for you. Likewise, AI can't take physical action for you, can't do your push-ups for you, can't meditate for you, and it can't tuck your kids into bed at night. However, if you've done the inner work to clarify your life vision, you now have full access to the greatest planning system the world has ever known. AI can instantly analyze your vision, reverse engineer the precise objectives required to achieve it, and then break those goals down into clear action steps, the milestones that will be required to achieve each of those goals. It can define the daily habits that are most likely to lead to the progressive realization of those goals, and it can continuously refine and adapt your goal set based on real-world feedback so you can course correct on your journey to materializing your vision. For the first time in human history, the hardest part of the transformation equation has become the easiest part. What used to take years of trial and error, struggle and false starts, can literally now be solved in minutes. With today's technology, anyone who's willing can chart their own course and learn to create their own future. The most important decision you'll ever make. As previously stated, human beings inhabit two distinctly different worlds at the same time, the mental world within and the physical world without. One of these worlds will be the dominant decision-making framework in your life, the seat of power from which you create your reality. You'll either live from the inside out, consciously shaping your external reality from within, or you'll live from the outside in, allowing your life to be shaped by external forces. The first path leads to self-sovereignty and freedom. The second, to subjugation and powerlessness. The most important decision that each of us must make in the coming age is this: who is going to direct my life? Will I direct it myself, from the inside? Or will I allow it to be directed for me from the outside? The choice is yours and yours alone. No person or machine can make it for you. And once that choice is made, it reframes your relationship to reality. If you live from the inside out, the seat of power is within yourself. You take full ownership of your life and direct it yourself consciously and deliberately on your own terms, according to your own standards and values. You've placed yourself in the driver's seat of your own life, and you're the one with your hands on the wheel. If you live from the outside in, you relinquish control and you give your power over to forces outside you. You've relegated yourself to the passenger seat of your life, reacting to circumstances, to events, to cultural conditioning, and the will of others, often wondering why you feel empty and directionless. Whichever path you choose, know this: modern technology will accelerate your choice beyond anything you can currently imagine. Your devices, the internet, artificial intelligence, virtual reality, now function as a single integrated system, which will amplify your decision and enforce it with speed and scale. Modern technology permeates every aspect of our lives. It sits in our pockets, on our desks, on our nightstands, we hold it in our hands, we wear it on our fingers, and we depend on it for nearly everything. Our calendar, our entertainment, our social life, our emails, our videos, our texts, our news, our maps, the weather. Modern technology has ushered in a new age for humanity. It connects us across continents and empowers us to communicate, create, and learn in ways that were once impossible. It connects us to the total sum of all human knowledge, and now to the most powerful intelligence ever created, AI. This technology is what makes the power more accessible than ever before in human history, because it can help you master every aspect of your life. However, a second and final strong warning is presented here. Your technology is your greatest asset, but it's also your greatest threat. It's an extraordinary but neutral gift, which will accelerate whichever path you're on. It can't decide your direction for you. It doesn't care which path you take. It will simply move you exponentially faster in that direction. Thus, your technology is a tool for transformation or a trap for destruction, depending on how you use it. Your technology can take you to heaven on earth if you use it properly, allowing you to learn new skills, start a new business, improve your mental health, organize your life, expand your worldview, discover your purpose, define the goals and habits required to achieve your life vision, and countless other positive, productive pursuits, or it can make your life a living hell, plunging you into every form of addiction and self-destructive behavior imaginable, sucking away your life force, sabotaging your relationships, warping your sense of reality, desensitizing you, and literally destroying your mental and your physical health. In other words, your technology is the best possible servant, but the worst possible master. Life as you know it today would be impossible without it. So this much is certain. You're already dependent on it. The great question remaining is, how will you use it from here? Will it be your own personal holy grail, leading you to your very best self and your very best life? Or will it be your own personal neutron bomb, destroying all life inside you and leaving an empty shell behind? The Great Schism. The logical trajectory of humanity's current path is a mass divergence we call the Great Schism, a self-selection process that will divide humanity into two very distinct groups. On the one side will be those who choose to live their lives from the inside out, harnessing technology as a tool to achieve their highest vision. Self-directed and self-sovereign, they will wield AI, machine automation, and digital intelligence as extensions of their own personal will. They'll use these miraculous tools to expand their creativity, amplify their knowledge, and accelerate their growth. They'll master the power to shape their own reality by turning their thoughts into matter, and they will ascend. On the other side will be those who live their lives from the outside in, surrendering their autonomy to the machines, allowing technology to shape their future rather than shaping it themselves. They'll drift on the invisible ocean of corporate algorithms, social validation loops, and digital addictions. They'll surrender their thoughts, their choices, their time, and eventually their lives, to forces that do not have their best interests at heart. They'll become slaves to the machines, and they will descend. Many will live suspended in the middle for a time, balancing on the razor's edge between freedom and enslavement, between self-mastery and submission. They'll teeter between taking conscious action and indulging in unconscious consumption, just a few good decisions away from liberation, or one destructive addiction away from oblivion. But no one can live on the razor's edge forever. Eventually, every individual will gravitate to one side or the other. And if you don't consciously choose to direct your life and your technology yourself, the algorithms will continue to work on you and wear you down. Now, it's likely that you're already aware of this at some level. You undoubtedly know what it feels like to use your device improperly. The numbing scroll, the meaningless distractions, the hollow synthetic connection that leaves you feeling more isolated than ever. I'm bored, entertain me. My life has no purpose, make me feel fulfilled. I've got no love in my life, give me some connection. This is the language of the doomed. The free, on the other hand, have learned a great truth. Either take control of your own life or be controlled by external forces. Master your technology or be mastered by it. Shape your own future consciously or surrender it unconsciously. These two diverging paths will lead our species to two very different futures simultaneously. On the one hand, a new golden age of self-directed, conscious creation, where technology serves as an instrument of enlightenment, of expansion, and of self-actualization. On the other, an abyss of digital enslavement, where the weak-willed are consumed by endless loops of distraction, indulgence, addiction, and despair. Make no mistake about it, this is not some far-off dystopian future. The Great Schism is happening here and now, and you are at the center of it. The greatest evolutionary leap our species has ever taken lies before us now. We stand at the edge of an unprecedented collective transformation, one that promises to redefine what it means to be human. In this new era, the power to shape reality will be harnessed at a level that in any previous age would have been considered godlike. The delta between thinking a thought and materializing that thought in physical reality will grow shorter and shorter. And as a result, our species and the world that we inhabit are about to become something totally new. However, this golden age of humanity is an opportunity, not a promise. It will not happen automatically, nor is it guaranteed. And sadly, many people will not make it across the bridge. There will be those who step forward and those who will be left behind. Some will cling to old structures, to the frozen ideologies, to the outdated narratives of powerlessness. They'll refuse to embrace the golden age that could so easily be theirs if only they'd reach out and claim it. It would be wise to ensure that you are not among them. The power has always been within you, as it is in each of us, since the day you were born. And the barriers that once made its mastery so very rare have now been erased by modern technology. So this is not the time for hesitation or for self-doubt. You're standing at the threshold of a personal adventure that's vast, limitless, and utterly magnificent. All you need to do now is step forward and claim that which has always been yours. And there is no higher calling, no greater purpose than that. The most courageous, moral thing you could ever do is to take this one precious life you've been given at this miraculous time and place in human history and make it the best it can possibly be for yourself, for the people you love, and for all of humanity. The future of our species is being determined right now, not by governments, not by corporations or nations or institutions, but by you. The global shift sweeping through humanity is not an event that's happening around you. It's happening within you. Each individual who awakens to the power is supporting the conscious transformation of our species. By consciously choosing to shape your own very best future, you're shaping the very best future of the world we all share. Now, if you've recognized, even faintly, that your life is yours and that you hold the power to shape it, then the awakening process has already begun. The spark of illumination has been ignited within you, where the truth of your existence has always been known. You are the primary creative force in your life, the responsible party, the decision maker at the center of your own existence. Nurture that spark and it will spread. Because the truth once seen cannot be unseen. Thus, the shift has already occurred and the torch has been passed. Everything you need to consciously transform your life has now been placed before you. So go and take your first steps down this new road, because the life you were born to create is waiting. May your vision be clear. May your plan be precise. May your actions be fully aligned. And may the life you build be worthy of the power you hold.